Simon & Schuster Audio presents Freedom by Sebastian Younger. Read by the author.
To my beloved family, who taught me the true meaning of freedom. As for humans, God tests them so they may know they are animals. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 18. Book 1. Run. The change was immediate. The country opened up west of Harrisburg, and suddenly we could drink from streams and build fires without getting caught, and sleep pretty much anywhere we wanted. We'd walk the railroad tracks from Washington to Baltimore to Philly, and then turn west at the main line and made Amish country by winter. The Pennsylvania fields lay bare and hard in the cold, but there were seams and folds in that country, strips of woods along stream bottoms, windbreaks between the cornfields, ridges left wild for hunting, where a man could easily pass the night unnoticed. Once we cooked dinner on a steep hill above the town of Christiana, and went to sleep in a snowstorm, listening to the clatter of carriage horses on the street below. At dawn, we walked into town for pancakes and coffee, and then headed on up the railroad tracks before anyone whose job it was to stop us even knew we'd been there. But outside Harrisburg, where the Juniata River runs into the Susquehanna, at her great breaching of Blue Mountain, we seemed to have been simply released into the wild. Early settlers tended to push up the major rivers until they ran into the first set of waterfalls, the fall line, and those spots became jumping-off points for people who were even more desperate or adventurous. At Blue Mountain, the Susquehanna drops down a series of ledges and deepens in the alluvial soil of the coastal plain, and that was where a Welsh emigre named John Harris established a business poling rafts across the river in the 1730s. What was then called Indian country effectively started on the other side, and when Harris's passengers stepped ashore, they found themselves in a forest of enormous hardwoods that extended almost unbroken for the next 1,000 miles to the Great Plains. They were trappers and traders and fugitives from justice and young men scouting land for their families and eventually the families themselves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?